CRBO8B.
W1BLU, quick radio check, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform.
NAWRO, Blue, I got you in there solid. Both repeaters are connected. Stay safe today if you're going out.
Copy that. Thank you for the return. Just hooked up my new, old model 2909er MFJ microphone for my Kenwood, so I'm glad it works on this. Thank you. I will be monitoring throughout the set. W1BLU.
Copy that. NAWRO listening.
NAWRO from NADVF.
Go ahead, Dakota.
Did you get my Skywarn, sir?
Yeah, that I did. I don't know if I have it on your file yet, but if not, we'll get it up in there. I think you should. You're all set then. For that, for what you've done, it should be posted.
Copy. I just want to make sure you got it. Thanks, sir. NADBF.
NAWRO. NAWRO. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, good morning. Oh, you're running the set today, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Sean's got VHF and UHF linked up, and we're standing by.
Okay, let you guys carry on. I'm out here. KPR.
Copy that. Have a good one, Phil. NAWRO listening.
AE8WOJ.
Good morning, Rick. NAWRO. Good signal as always.
Thanks, Tim, and good morning. I just wanted to wish you a good luck today, and I hope everything was good. And have a great test there, AEAWOJ.
Copy that. Greatly appreciated. You're welcome to check in like you did last time and do just simulate a deploy at home. It's your choice.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I sure appreciate that. I figured on doing just that, at least listening anyway. and I appreciated last year when you included me in there, too. That was pretty good. But, yeah, anyway, thanks, and good luck. I hope it goes well.
that, N-8-W-R-O.
Hey, 8-W-J, Twitter.
Where are you going? Just to let you know, Wally, we got the good signals on both sides here. N-8-W-R-O.
Leaving the subdivision, I'm Washington Street heading towards the highway on Richmond.
Copy that. Can you give me like a 4 count? I want to hear the VHF site.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Perfect. Sounding good. Both sides. N-8-W-R-O.
A beautiful 39 degrees. Fabulous. That spring set. May 2nd. ARPSC, Michigan set, state emergency test. Can't wait. Going to be an exciting day. John was the early bird. I thought I would be the early bird, but I had transmission trouble. Couldn't get my butt out of bed.
I feel your pain, KCKJO.
What up, Peanut Man?
I doubly feel your pain, KE8LAX.
I woke up in the middle of the night with my shoulder on fire and let the dogs out, back to bed, and woke up probably about, half hour ago, trying to print out some forms for today. And I got to swap radios in my car.
Hey, AWOJ. Tim, are you guys going to be on GMR this year?
Well, let's just say most of the traffic will be on the analog side. But no giving out super squirrel stuff today. N-8-W-R-O.
Oh, rats. I got to go look for it. All right, thanks.
Yeah, every set is going to be a little different, just to let you know. Next time it may be DMR, strong possibility. We're practicing this because this is a practice. Our intention is to try all the disciplines that are available to us, and then when the real thing happens, we know what's strong, what's weak, based on the particular situation. So every set will be different.
Gotcha. Makes perfect sense. That's why they, I guess, shut down the DMR last year in the middle of things to see how you guys handle it. You could be letting us know what the theme is, the situation this year. I think last fall it was a blizzard or something like that.
Yeah, when they open it up, there'll be an announcement, and they'll say what's going on. They'll start calling for check-ins. It will announce what frequencies we're using, things of that nature. So I'm going to say within half hour or so, I believe 8:30, probably is when that controller, John, will probably start doing the announcement. Last I had heard, he was setting up.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. KEWOJ, I'll be clear and listening.
Thanks. UHF and BHF, both will get you to the same place. It'll be at MAC and K8FBI.
NADBF. Go ahead, Dakota. Net control is going to start at 8:30 and then start deploying, or is that going to be later?
my best guess is 8:30. That's when the announcements will start. It'll sound just like a regular net, but with a special announcement at the beginning.
Copy. All right, Mike gets together, just waiting. NADBS.
Yeah, my best guess is you got time.
I ask because I have a wife and three kids coming with me. It's the family plan. That's perfectly fine. NAWRO. Trying to get the full effect. Simulate stress and background noise.
There you go. Okay. We're going to stress test your repeater today, too.
Use the hell out of it.
Put a big fan there.
That was the first thing I did was upgrade the fans in it.
NAWROKEALX.
Go ahead, Gene.
Stand by. We're doing testing.
Understood. As you know, we're disconnected from Central Michigan and they're joined. NAWRO.
NAWRO. Found KEAWUO.
Go ahead, John. Good copy.
Copy that. Thanks, sir. Just got the Go box connected. I had a little bit of an antenna issue, but it seems to be resolved. So I will be clear. KEAWUO.
Understood. Last, slight echo in the background, just FYI, NAWRO.
This is KE. KE8LAX, there is a station transmitting digital.
KE8WUO. NHCAF monitoring.
Good signal, Cliff. NAWRO.
Thanks, Kid. NACAL.
KF8FGS, monitoring.
Any CPG monitoring?
Good signal there, Mike. NAWRO, still standing by here.
Thanks, Tim. Had a little radio glitch, and good to know that we're good enough now.
just a little background echo with the VHF UHF, so it's fun to try to solve. Innate WRO standing by for the start of the statewide OXCOM exercise, spring 2026.
All stations. All stations, this is a drill. This is a drill. This is KEAWUO. That's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar, and I will be WA8MAC. That's Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie for this net. Macomb County ARPSC has been activated due to an emergency. Stand by for more information and check-ins. All stations, this is Net Control Station KEAWUO. A line of severe storms. First, this is a drill. This is a drill. A line of severe storms bringing heavy rain and high winds sweeps through Macomb County, knocking out power to approximately 65% of the area. Cell service has become unreliable and traffic signals go dark. We are receiving reports of disruptions to communications and transportations. Many local hospitals have switched over to backup power and cooling stations have opened. Macomb County ARPSC is on standby status, and please stand by for your deployments. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. Keep in mind that if this station goes quiet, we may have had a failure, and to be vigilant about monitoring all frequencies provided on our ITS 205 forms. Our backup frequencies are as follows. The backup repeater, which is currently linked, the 147.2 is the primary, the 442.6 FBI with a 123 hertz tone and a plus 5 megahertz offset is our backup. We also have a backup simplex frequency of 146.58 megahertz. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in. Stations outside Macomb County will be invited to check in after Macomb County has checked in. When checking into the net, say this is, then unkey briefly for doubles. If clear, give your unit number, if you have one, then give your call sign phonetically, your name, followed by whether you are deployable or not. Please remember, if you need to leave the net before it closes, please call Net Control to inform them you are checking out of the net. This is KEAWUO as WA8MAC. My name is John, and I will be Net Control for today's Macomb County ARPSC drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. We will now take check-ins by location starting from 8 Mile through Boardman Road, which is the county line. We will start with stations located between 8 Mile Road and 12 Mile Road. Please check in now.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Unit 18, operating on emergency power.
This is Unit 35, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Net Control, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, Unit 2, 10 Mile and Ryan.
This is This is Unit 19, Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha, Bill, 12 Mile and Van Dyke, deployable.
This is Unit 28, Kilo, Alpha, 8, Uniform, Hotel Golf, C's, not deployable.
This is Unit 24, Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta, deployable.
All right, we'll stop it there for a second. I got WABPP marked as deployable. I have Steve, KA8UHG, marked as monitoring, not deployable. I have Bill Howard, K8WA, able to deploy. Jason Hamilton, Unit number 38, NAKJZ, able to deploy. Mike, NAVDZ, I have you as field deployed. Then we have David, ADAMP, and I did not copy whether you were deployable or not. And Ray, WA4MLD, I will need your deployment status. So let's start with Ray. Ray, were you deployable?
This is WA4MLD. Update here. I will not be deployable. I will be available to relay messages if necessary on any of our local frequencies or on HF. And location is 10 Mile at Mound Road. Over.
Okay, I have you down as monitoring. David, 88MP, were you deployable?
I am deployable, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
All right, for all the next batch of check-ins, please specify whether you are deployable or not, so I don't have to circle back to you. This is KEAW, UO as WA8MAC, calling for stations located between 12 Mile and 16 Mile Road. Stations between 12 and 16 Mile, please check in now.
Net control.
Process.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Darren, and I am deployable.
This is Unit 3-4, W1BLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform. I am not deployable, but I will monitor and I can QSP. W1BLU.
This is Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot, Quebec Zulu, Unit 41, Lisa. I am deployable in the 13 and Hoover area.
At control, this is Unit 26, November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. I am deployable.
All right, good control, this is EQ, able to deploy, blue, W1BLU, monitoring, we got Lisa, KF8FQZ, able to deploy, Cliff, NHCAF, also able to deploy.
This is Net Control Station WA8MHD calling for stations located between 16 Mile Road and Hall Road. Stations located between 16 and 20 Mile, please check in now.
This is November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Unit 27, not deployable. Over.
This is.
November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Unit 27, not deployable. Over.
This is Unit 21, AUZ, John, deployable.
This is November 8, Hotel Lima Yankee, Tom, deployable, mobile only.
Net control from 5006. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave, not deployable.
All right, we got Brian, NABZR, as not deployable. Got John, AD8OD, able to deploy. Tom, N8HLY, able to deploy. Dave, NAWCB, monitoring. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC calling for stations located between Hall Road and 26 Mile. Stations between 20 and 26 Mile, please check in now.
This is Unit 32, KF8FTS, David, when deployable. This is Unit 42, November 8, Alpha Bravo, Foxtrot, deployable, located at 26 and 53.
This is Unit 15, November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa, 23 Mile in Jefferson, and I am deployable.
All right, we picked up David, KF8FGS, Dakota, N8DDF, a little scratchy there, Joe, N888P. All three of you were able to deploy, as far as I know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
This is Unit 30, Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar, X-ray, John, field deployable, currently mobile.
All right, we got John, WAVOX, able to deploy. Thanks for checking in. This is KEAWUO as WA8MAC calling for stations located between 26 Mile Road and Boardman Road. Stations between 26 and Boardman Road. Please check in now.
Net control, this is
Unit number 14, Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, Borman and M19, deployable.
Net control. This is Unit number 10, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim in Richmond, deployable.
All right. We got Cujo, KC8KJO, and Tim, N8WRO, both marked as deployable. Thank you guys for checking in. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC. I will now take check-ins from outside Macomb County.
stations located in counties other than Macomb. Please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and your county. Stations outside Macomb County, please check in now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, KEWOJ, Oakland County near Lone Pine and Middlebelt, virtual deployable.
KFA, VIC, Rochester, near Secunda, non-deployable.
All right, we got KEAWOJ. Rick, thanks for checking in. I got you as simulated deploy, and Jack, KF8DRC, I missed your deployable. Were you deployable or not?
No, I'm not.
10-4. This is WA8MAC. Are there any fill stations or any other station that would like to check in and has not done so already? Please check in now.
This is KF8F Romeo Alpha. Peter at 13 to Van Dyke, deployable.
That was KF8. Can you say the last three?
F, Foxtrot, Romeo, Alpha.
Okay, that was KF8FRA. Was that able to deploy? And correct me if I'm wrong on that call sign.
Call sign's correct. Able to deploy.
All stations, this is a drill. This is a drill. We will now begin deployments. All stations, please stand by and listen to net control to call your station. This is a drill. This is a drill. Control station KEAWUO as WA8MAC calling for station AD8MP.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
All right, you should have an email from me and a deployment that you can find on the website on the account tab under my deployments, whichever you prefer. It is at 12 Mile and Harper. How copy?
Roger, deploy to 12 Mile and Harper.
NAKJV.
Net control, this is NAKJV.
I assigned you a task at 12 and Hoover. You should see that in your email and on the accounts tab. How copy?
Copy that. I'm also with N8 VDZ.
Copy that. K8WA.
K8WA, go ahead.
Bill, I assigned you a task near Common Road in Van Dyke. You should see that in your email and on the accounts tab. How copy?
deploy to Common and Van Dyke. I'll check my emails now. KWA.
WAPPT.
This is WAPPT.
Brian, I assigned you a assignment at Mound in 8 Mile. Again, should have it in your email and on the website. How copy?
This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. I copy. I have not received the email just yet.
All right. Check your spam, and you can also find it on the website there on the account tab under my deployments. If you need me to announce the deployment over there, let me know. KFAETQ. Darren, KFAETQ.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I'm en route.
Very good. Thank you, sir. KF8FQZ, Lisa.
This is Lisa.
All right, Lisa, I assigned you a task near Van Dyke and Common. You should have that in your email and find it on the accounts tab. I'll copy.
I copied that. I am en route, KF8FQZ on the way.
N8VDZ.
Thank you, Lisa. KF8FGS.
This is a drill. This is a drill. KF8FGS. Back to net control. KF8FGS. Monitoring.
David, I just assigned you a task. Keep an eye on your email and the accounts tab. You will be going a Memphis Ridge Road.
This is a drill, KF8FGS. Full copy, Memphis Ridge Road.
N8PDZ.
Go ahead, N8PDZ.
Hey, John, just a little conflict here. I have, I mentioned to you that N8KJV is with me. We are partnering on this, and he has an assignment, and I have an assignment. Mine's in Lenox, and his is in Warren. Do you want us to do both? How should we proceed?
You can just mark yours as complete, and I'll send someone else there.
Copy that. So we are heading to the location you gave him.
Very good. Thank you, sir. NACAF.
Net control, this is NACAF. Go ahead.
I deployed you to Metro Beach. You don't have to go into the park if you can get somewhere near there, unless you want to pay for a park pass, but try to complete the task there. Hopefully you see that in your email and or the website. I'll copy.
All right, copy that. I'm en route. NACAF, back to ENET.
ADA.
Net control, this is November 8th, X-ray Zulu.
NHXZ, I got you in the log.
Thank you. Confirmed. N8X said standing by.
Ron, real quick, are you able to deploy? N8XZ, Ron, were you able to deploy?
Physical or simulated, N8X said.
All right, Ron, thank you for checking in. I have you a simulated deploy, and I will send you an assignment shortly. I'm going to keep working through this list. AD8OD.
This is a drill. AD8OD in route to pass 111.
Thank you, John. This is WA8MAC. This is a drill. KF8FGS. I'm not sure if I already touched base with you. NHTDF.
Night Control, this is NADDF.
I got you an assignment way up there in the northern portion of the county, Van Dyke near 36 Mile Road. You should have an email shortly, and you might find it in the accounts tab. How copy?
Night Control, this is NADDF, QSL, en route.
WA8MAC, November 8, X-ray, Zulu.
Go ahead, Ron.
Your question on deployment, is that physical or simulated?
So I have you down as simulated. You could do either. If you want to drive around and take pictures of stuff, you know, be my guest. Otherwise, I got you down to simulate it. Let me know what you think.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Go ahead, Darren.
I am at location. What should I do next?
Did you
I am
en
route to the destination that I was dispatched to.
There was a double there.
This is Net Control KEAWUO. Darren, did you read and complete the task?
Yes, I am going to be submitting that in the forums real quick. I don't necessarily know what to do next. Do I have to fill out a incident response form or some other form?
You're coming in a little scratchy. I guess run that by me one more time.
I am going to be filling out the form on the website. Is there anything else I should be doing?
Darren, hang on. I haven't finished deploying everybody else yet, so I will circle back and give you a new task. Go ahead and make sure you mark it as completed, and then you can mark yourself as available. Mark yourself as available first and then complete. NHHAP.
Net Control, this is NHAP.
Joe, I got you a deployment near 23 in Gratiot. You should see that in your account tab and your email. All good?
Copy that. I will be heading out. This is a drill. NHAP.
Net Control, this is KE8RUH. Unit 43.
1 second. Just a quick reminder to any members deployed where a field situation report is requested, do make sure to send that via Winlink to the email addresses that we've discussed and are on your task. The state is asking for field situation reports, and so we're trying to get them to them as fast as possible. Anthony, K-E-A-R-U-H, I got you in a log. Are you able to deploy?
I am out of town. I could try to do a virtual deployment, or if there's some way I could support short term, I'd be happy to do so. This is K-E-A-R-U-H. This is a drill.
All right, very good. Thank you, Anthony, for checking in. I have you down as simulated to deploy. Please stand by for your assignment.
Any PDZ to net control?
Go ahead, Mike.
We are on scene and currently hunting for the generators, just so you know.
All right, you might not be able to get access to the generators, so just kind of check the status of the power and try to assess the situation and make sure that everything is running as intended and that they have power. WAVOX.
WAVOX.
John, I just assigned you a task at Mound Road in Chicago. It's a little bit of a trip, but we need people at shelters right now, and that's the nearest shelter to you, so I apologize for the drive. It shouldn't be horrible, but it's not ideal. And just to double check, are you able to do Winlink?
Affirmative.
All right, very good. I will put you on a Winlink one next. That one is not.
Copy.
KC8KJL.
Net control, KC8KJL.
All right, Tom, I just deployed you to Memphis Public Library. You should have an email with the address and the task. Let me know if you have any trouble with that. You can also find it in the account tab.
Net control, KKKJO, copy.
N-A-W-R-O.
This is a drill, N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead.
This is K-E-A-W-U-O as W-A-A-M-A-C. Tim, I just assigned you a task to Main Street. Should be pretty close to you. You should have that in your email and on the account tab. Let me know if you have any issues.
Understood. I'll be en route momentarily. N-A-W-R-O.
Ricky, K-E-A-W-O-J.
K-E-A-W-O-J, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to simulate a deployment for you, and I know you're not on our website, and I don't think I have your email, so you probably didn't get it, but if you got a pen and paper ready, let me know, or a web browser, or, you know, I'm going to give you an address, so let me know when you're ready.
You can go ahead.
1-6-5-0-0.
That's 26 Mile Road in Macomb. It is a mobile gas station.
Got it.
All right, we're hoping you can take some photos on Google Street View or what have you, and try to determine the gas prices, fuel availability, and whether or not they have power. And this is just simulated, so no worries.
N8KJV.
I'm on my way. Simulated, of course.
N8KJV. Go ahead.
This is a drill. We are on site. We have finished the timestamped photos, and we are ready for the next deployment.
All righty. If you could mark yourself as available and then complete that task if you haven't already. If you complete it before you mark yourself available, you won't be able to, but I'll just try to keep that in mind.
Copy that. Net control, N8KJV.
Raymond, KF8FRA.
Net, it's Peter, KF8FRA.
All right, I have a deployment for you. I'm not exactly sure where your location is, but I got a spot in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights. Will that work for you?
Yeah, I'm going to do a simulator, I assume.
Yeah, that works. Let me know if you have a pen and paper or if you're ready for an address.
Ready.
All right, I think you said ready. That was 3660 Van Dyke Ave.
Okay, got it.
All right, and that'll be a minor, and we're hoping you can take timestamp photos, see if the Myers is open, the power's on, and you know, it's fast.
Got it. Will do.
N8XZ.
Net control.
Go ahead, Tom.
On scene task 39. Unit 14. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar. This is a drill. Back to net control.
All right, very good. You can mark yourself on scene on the website if you want, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. N8XZ.
Net control, this is November 8 X-ray Zulu.
All right, Ron, I'm going to simulate deploy you to Freedom Hill County Park, Metro Parkway. I believe you know the address. Let me know if you need it. I did send you an email, and you should find it on the Accounts tab. Let me know if you need further information.
Received. I will recontact in the event of additional information required. N8XZ deployed.
KF8ETQ.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
I just assigned you another task. I think you should be good. Let me know if you need anything.
Will do. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Anthony, I just assigned you a task. You should see on the website, and you should have an email. Let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you, Net Control. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. K-E-8-R-U-H.
N-8-W-R-O, Net Control with priority traffic.
All right. I'll take that priority traffic right now.
This is a drill. This is a drill. This report is only a drill. At M-19 and Park Street, we have a major fire here in Richmond. There is a house ablaze. I'm advising fire right now. In AWRO.
All right. Our emergency manager and the state have been notified. I appreciate the relay.
Understood. Your last Richmond fire is deploying, and they're taking care of the situation. NAWRO standing by on task.
NAKJV or NAVDZ, either one of you, you guys have a new task.
Copy that, NAKJV.
Net Control, this is NAVDZ.
Go ahead, NAVDZ.
We are en route to our next assignment.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Net Control from NADHLY.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I had a minor accident with some radio equipment that was malfunctioning. I have corrected the problem. I saw on the website to go to Henry Ford. I am here.
All right, Tom, if you could head over to the 12 and Hoover Hospital there, let me know when you get there. We're going to activate that hospital.
I just got to Henry Ford, so what you want me to do, whatever you want me to do here, and then go to the hospital? Because I just came from there to here. Now you want me to go back?
Yes, I suppose you weren't supposed to go straight to the hospital. You're supposed to deploy from home.
I went to the hospital. I hadn't been home yet. I just got off work when I went to, I was waiting over there by the hospital, and I told the, whatever. But I'm at the school at the moment. There's an activity here. This place is packed. Parking lot is jam full. There's something going on at the school today.
All right, Tom, scratch all that. We're going to have you go to Henry McComb at 19 and Garfield. It should be a little closer for you. Let me know if that works better.
All right, I'll cancel the activity at the school and head back to the hospital.
Net Control, this is NADDF.
Go ahead, Dakota.
Just confirming email addresses for Winlink, the call signs, and then it's winlink.org, or is there a list somewhere where I can reference?
So are you sending the emails in Winlink, or are you sending the emails from like Outlook or a regular email to a Winlink address?
November 8, X-ray 2, testing.
I'm using Winlink Express, so I'm assuming it'll just populate by call.
Yeah, that's affirmative. It'll so if you click on the account tab and then click on my deployments, the call signs are listed on that website. So you can check that out. It's says all WinLink emails must be addressed to KE8YNU NX0H KE8DONMICH-50EOC and WS8EOC. If you want me to repeat, let me know, but it is on the My Deployments page towards the top in the yellow-orange important reminders for deployed members section. Let me know if that works for you.
Copy that. I've got the list. I just wanted to make sure I was referencing the right domain, but I forgot that WinLink will populate. So I'm going to set up here now and keep an eye out on ADBF.
Net Control, this is KE8RUH.
Ron, I did hear you. Your test went well. Go ahead, Anthony.
Thank you, Net Control. I just wanted to let you know I have emailed a photo of my deployment and have sent a status report and marked myself complete. For the moment, I will be undeployable. I will try to get back and take another assignment shortly here. This is KE8RUH. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill.
All right, Anthony, I got you standing by. Check back in when you're ready for your next.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
There's a station trying to get in there. Go ahead.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
All right, David, go ahead.
Exercise message, task 65, complete exercise message, 88 of
you. W8BOX.
One second, John, 88 MP, you're able to do WinLink?
Copy that. Message sent via HF VARA.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to give you another one. Should be on you now. Are you able to get the emails or on the account tab, or do you need me to tell you exactly where it is?
No, I can pick up both ways, 88 MP.
W8VOX, go ahead.
Yeah, just checking. You wanted me to cancel the rundown at Warren at Chicago and Mound, correct? Because I'm still showing it on my deployment.
Okay, yeah, you can mark it as complete if you're done, and I'll put another one on you. So just mark it as complete, and then we'll jump over to Target in Sterling Heights. I'll put it on you right now.
Copy.
There's two stations in there. We're going to take NHLY first. NHLY, go ahead.
I've cleared the property at Henry Ford High School. It is quite congested and route to the hospital.
All right, just to verify, you're heading to Henry Ford Macomb at 19 in Garfield. Is that correct?
19 in Garfield?
Yeah, it sounded like you didn't want to go back to 12 in Hoover, so I'm trying to find a hospital closer to where you are. So if that works for you, Henry Ford at Macomb at 19 in Garfield.
I can do that. I can head over there now.
All right. I got you en route to Henry Ford Macomb at 19 in Garfield.
That other station, go ahead.
Before you go, is there any specific location you need me to report to?
We're going to have you just show up in the parking lot at Henry Ford Macomb at 19 in Garfield. It is a hospital, and we're going to have you try to reach out to Cliff on Simplex, and he's going to be at another hospital. So check in when you get there, and I'm going to deploy Cliff there now.
Very good. NHL, to Henry Ford, 19 in Garfield.
Net control, November 8, X-ray Zulu.
NHCAF, Ron, hold on 1 second. NHCAF, Cliff.
This is a drill. NHCAF, go ahead. Net control.
X-ray Zulu priority.
Supposed to go to the hospital we talked about?
X-ray Zulu priority.
Go ahead with the priority traffic. Cliff, standby.
This is not a drill. There is a significant water main break at Moravian and Garfield. So if we are passing actual personnel, avoid that area. Back to that November at X-ray Zulu.
All right. I have a significant water main break. Can you come back with the intersection again?
Moravian at Garfield.
Ron, are you able to get any more specific? Well, I guess Moravian and Garfield will suffice. We're going to report that in for real. So thank you for that. Cliff, NHCAF.
This is a drill. NHCAF, go ahead, net control.
This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill. This is KEAWUO as WAAMAC. Cliff, I just wanted to verify that you are heading to the hospital there in Mount Clemens. I think it's Harrington.
I will be doing that momentarily, net control. I just submitted my field situation report from the last one, so I'm ready to go, and I will be rolling momentarily. NHCAF, back to you, net control. This is a drill.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks, sir.
AEAWOJ.
Stand by 1 second, WOJ.
Net control, this is Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha, when you're ready.
All right, Bill, hang on 1 second. I'm going to have to write you down because I'm losing track. K8WA, there was another station that called in before you that wanted to get in. Go ahead.
KEAWOJ, I'm deployed at 16500 26 mile. The pit stop mobile as requested. The temperature is 41 degrees. The wind's northwest, 9 mile an hour. Partly cloudy skies. They have power. They're busy. The price of regular gas is $5.10. Diesel is $5.99. Everything as usual at this location. Back to net control, KE8WOJ. This is a drill.
All right, very good. I have another deployment for you when you're ready. And then we'll jump back to Bill, KAWA.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to send you to Meyer now. 15375. 24 mile road in Macomb.
Got it.
All right, the task will be the same as that one. Report back as much as you can about that location and
what's currently happening. We'll go over to Bill, K8WA. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is K8WA. I deployed from home en route to my first task assignment, the traffic lights at Martin Road and Van Dyke are working normally. The light at 12 Mile and Van Dyke's working normally. The light at Civic Center Drive is working normally. I have the photograph I was requested. The issue is I was unable to log into the website. I forgot to do it before I left home and got issues with my doing it on my phone. So I can work email on the phone for the rest of the morning. And I should have one link capability. I have the laptop in the car. Should work through the phone. So that's my status at this time. Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha Mobile.
At control. KCKJO.
K8WA, Bill, I just assigned you another task, so do please check your email, and this one is WinLink, so let me know if that all works out for you. Tom, KJO, go ahead.
I control KJO, I've completed task 39, giving call 5 for next deployment. I am available, but I got to run into the post office across the street. KJO.
All right. I went ahead and assigned you a task anyway, so by the time you get out, you should see that in your email and on the accounts tab. Let me know if you have any problems. N8WRO.
NHWRO, M19, school section.
How's it going out there? You need another one?
This is a drill, this is a drill. Just advise that the fire in Richmond is under control. And I've got OU, OT, and PT done on the SIT rep report. So, yes, I could use another deploy.
Net control, unit 27, NACVR.
Tim, I just assigned you another one, and I just got word from the state that Genesee County is reporting civil unrest due to a lack of uncrustables. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
This is a drill. Copy your last. I'll be en route shortly to the next assignment. NAWRO.
ADA-D.
Brian, just a double check. Are you monitoring? And go ahead with what you have.
Net control, this is unit 27, NHVR. Please advise, I am now deployable from my home QTH. Over.
Excellent. Okay, I got you in the log. I will try to get one on you shortly.
W8BPD.
NHCAS, it looks like you might have sent the wrong type of form. Let me know if you have any capability of correcting that.
This is a Joe. Net control, this is NHCAS. Well, I was working off of my tablet on that, but I did bring my laptop as a backup. I can resubmit it through that to see if I can find the correct form. What is the correct form number? My research said it was ICS-201.
So in WinLink, you're going to want to find a field situation report. You would click on templates, and then standard forms, and then general forms, and in there you'll find a field situation report. So click on forms, standard forms, general forms, then field situation report.
And EDZ, copy 30.
Did not seem to be available on WorldWide. I'll have to research that one a bit more. I will be using my laptop henceforth with that. Back to you, net control from NHCAF. This is a drill.
NHCDZ priority.
Go ahead, Mike.
This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. John, as we drove by 16 Mile and Grosbeck, the Exxon station, I do not have an address. There are, the gas station has power. There are a lot of cars in there and a lot of people, and it appeared to us as civil unrest. It looked like there was at least one fight going on. So PD should be notified and sent to that location ASAP. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Copy all, Mike. 16 Grosbeck, Exxon gas station, has power, met lots of cars, lots of people in the lot, civil unrest, one fight going on, send PD as soon as possible. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill. K-E-A-W-U-O as W-A-8-M-A-C.
N8VDZ, we have arrived on location at our current deployment.
88
of you. Net control, this is. N8HLY.
N8HLY, stand by. 88OD, I know what you want. I'm working on it. Give me 1 second, and then I'll hand it over to N8HLY. Brian, N8BZR, do you have WinLink capabilities or no?
N8WUO, say again?
Brian, I'm wondering if you have WinLink capabilities.
I have WinLink capabilities at my QTH, yes.
All right, so if I deploy you somewhere, you won't be able to use WinLink. You can only do it from home. I will give you a non-WinLink task.
Any VDZ?
Any VDZ, go ahead.
N8JV and N8VDZ have completed our assignment and are closing that task and ready for our next assignment.
All right, Mike, I got one on Jason. Let me know if you have any problems. We had, I think it was WAPPD. Are you still waiting for me?
That is affirmative, net control.
And you are capable of WinLink, sir?
Looks like I finally got it going. I was going to ask you a question, but I am currently filling out my field situation report as we are speaking. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Okay, sorry about that. I just put another one on you. It's another WinLink one, not too far from where you're at. So when you're done with that one, just mark it as complete, and you should see the next one in your email and on the account tab.
Net control, N8HAP.
I apologize, Joe. N8HLY, I will be right with you. Go ahead, N8HAP.
Yeah, I just want
wanted to update you. We are all set with our first pass. Mark has completed and we are standing by.
NACAF, are you still en route to Harrington?
Net Control, this is Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot, Quebec Zulu.
Lisa, I'll be right with you. Cliff, NACAF, I just put you on, I think you're heading to Harrington. They're asking for us to bring gas for their generators, so I tried to add a stop that was along your route. If you can go ahead and stop there and get gas stimulated, this is a drill, this is a drill. Go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you, Net Control, KF8FQZ. I did complete my first task. I'm still a little, you know, new and not knowing what I'm doing, so I did not call it in. But it is completed. I am with KF8FRA, and we are available if you have anything.
All righty. I will send you to a CVS. Let me know when you're ready for the address.
Kilo Foxtrot, Echo Tango, Quebec.
KFAETQ, I got you in the queue. Lisa, let me know when you're ready for an address.
Net Control, this is KF8FQZ. I got the address on my email that you sent.
Gotcha. Okay, awesome. Thank you. You're kicking butt out there.
NABDZ,
I'm going to send it over to Darren and then you. Go ahead, Darren.
I am done with my task. I was wondering what the next task is.
Net Control. This is NHCAF. This is a test.
I think that was Cliff. Hang on 1 second. NHVDZ, go ahead.
We are en route to our next assignment. Over.
All right. As a heads up, you are able to mark yourself en route in the website, but no worries, this works too. That was Cliff, NACAF, go ahead.
Net Control, this is NACAF. I am on my way en route to my next task as well. This is a drill.
All right, I got you en route to your next task. Thank you, Cliff. You are going to the gas station first, correct?
That is correct, Net Control. I am actually waiting to turn into the parking lot as we speak. Back to you, Net Control. This is a test.
All right. Thank you for that. KEAWOJ.
KEAWOJ, go ahead.
I have a test for you. One, five, three, seven, five, 24 mile. It's a Meyer.
Yes, sir. I got that already and ready to give you the info.
All right, yeah, I thought I recognized that address. All right, yeah, I'll take your report now.
This is a drill. This is a drill. The weather is the same as the last location, temperature 41, northwest wind at 9 mile an hour, partly cloudy skies. The Meyer lot is half full at the moment but filling fast. The peak hours seem to be from noon to 5 where you have heavy traffic. Opens at 6 a.m., closes at midnight. The number is 586-697-7400.
This is a grocery only store with a pharmacy. They don't have the regular department store stuff in this one. Customers here all give good reviews, mostly happy with the store. They have a gas station out front. I did not get the prices from the gas station. This is a drill. This is a drill. KEAWOJ.
All right, Ricky, I got your next one if you're ready for it.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to send you to Kroger at 21555 21 Mile Road in Macomb.
Got it. Thank you, sir. On my way. KEAWOJ.
Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar, X-ray.
John, WAVOS, I got you. I will be right with you. I'm going to send it over to N8HLY.
HLY, go ahead.
I appreciate you hanging in there. We have Cliff had to get gas for the generator over at Harrington, so stand by for a bit longer, and then once Cliff gets to the hospital, then we will try to commence the hospital net.
Very good. I've been standing by on the simplex urgency previously assigned.
WAVOX, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm arrival at target on 9696. Doing the field report now.
All right, very good. I did put another one on you just in case. So yeah, no worries. Take care of the one you have, and then there's one there ready for you. NABZR.
Net control, go ahead.
Just to double check, I did not put one on you yet from my records. I know I meant to. Is that what you is that what you see too? This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is KEAWUO as WA8MAC. Want to let all stations know the WA8MAC repeater is down. We are now only on the FBI network. I repeat, the VHF side of this net is down. There is no more WA8MAC. We are all on K8FBI network.
Control Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
AB8MP, David, go ahead.
Yes, exercise message, task 66 at Roseville High School complete.
Excellent. All right, stand by for your next assignment. Just keep an eye on your emails. I probably won't reach out and let you know.
Roger, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, clear.
Net control, KF8FRA.
This is WA8MAC from, just a status update. We have received word from the state that in Chesterfield, in the northern part of the county, the dispatch center is down. Dispatchers are rioting due to lack of coffee, so you may not have 911 capabilities in the northern section of the county in Chesterfield. Be advised. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec, testing the Dudley.
1 second, Darren. Go ahead, Darren.
MAC, you're still connected. I just wanted to verify that. I was calling off over the MAC repeater. That's it, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Yeah, that's correct. If you happen to hear people over there, let them know that we have switched. The WA-8 MAC is officially down. We should be on the FBI repeater from now on due to a power failure on that repeater. NAWRO, go ahead.
NAWRO, go ahead, John.
Rumor has it you needed some guidance.
Clear your last assignment. I could work on grid squares, or if you have another one, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to put another one on you, and it will be a grid square.
Understood. I'll be en route momentarily once it pops up. NAWRO.
All right. Any members out there right now that are waiting on a task, let me know, except for N8HLY. Just one at a time, just give me your call, and then I will assign something to you.
Net control, 208 Whiskey Alpha.
All right, I got 88OD and K8WA. John, I'm going to give you something right now, and Bill, I'll be right with you. John, 88OD, you got another one on you. K8WA working on yours now.
Net control, this is K8WA. I'm going to head back to the house. I'm having trouble getting my laptop connecting to my phone for the internet connection. I want to resolve it back home, and I'll work the Windlink message there and contact you when I'm ready for my next assignment.
All right, copy that. I got you. I'm going to release you from the list. You're going to head home, and then let me know when you want another assignment. Are there any other stations out there that are waiting for a deployment?
November 8th, Hotel Alpha Papa.
All right, Joe, I'm going to try to find something close to where you're at. Hang tight for 1 second. All right, Joe, N8AJP, I got one on you. This is a drill. This is a drill. Let me know if you have any problems getting to that.
Copy that. This is a drill. This is a drill. N8AJP.
This is WA8MAC. This is a drill. This is a drill. A line of severe storms bringing heavy rain and high winds swept through Macomb County, knocking out power to approximately 65% of the area. Cell service has become unreliable and traffic signals are intermittent. We have widespread disruptions in communications and to transportation. Hospitals have switched over to backup power and cooling stations have opened. We have a civil unrest at 16 and Grossbeck at the Exxon gas station. One fight is going out and PD is on scene. The Chesterfield Dispatch Center is down. Dispatchers are rioting due to lack of coffee. and the Genesee County is reporting unrest due to lack of uncrustables. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is KEAWUO as WA8MAC. I will now briefly take any late check-ins. Late check-ins, please check in now.
KEAWUO from Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta with an update.
Hang on 1 second, Ray. That was WA4MLD. You have an update. I have you as monitoring. Are you ready to deploy?
I'm sorry, due to the home situation here for the moment, I'm not able to deploy, but I have an update. This is a drill. This is a drill. Power is out. I'm at 10 mile near Mound Road. Power is out. This is a drill. Power is out on the south side of 10 mile road, but is intermittent on the north side of 10 Mile Road. This is a normal and often frequent situation here due to the old infrastructure that's on the south side. This is a drill. So we lose power in part of our property and have power on the other part. End of drill. On these drill days, I like to talk to the state EOC on 40 meters, and they are not on the air today that I can determine. Either that or the frequency listed in the account and all of the stuff there is not correct. They're listed as 7232 on the 40 meter sideband, lower sideband, and they do not respond. What I got was a tap in a light plane flying over Ohio on his way to a Parks on the Air. So end of side message. This is now a drill again, and WA4MLD will be standing by, but not deployable at this point. Over.
All right. Message received. State EOC not on the air. No response. You have power is out on the south side, 10 mile, and it is on the north side. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you, sir.
NHKJV.
WA4MLD, you mentioned the power out at 10 mile and OK north side. What was the cross street, 10 mile and what?
10 mile at Mound Road, to the west of Mound Road on the south side. This is a test message, by the way. Power is out on the south side of 10 Mile from approximately Mound Road down to between Mound and Ryan, about a half mile of span there. And it is on the north, power is on, this is a test message, on the north side of 10 Mile with newer infrastructure. Over.
Okay, copy that. I got it. Thank you.
NAKJV,
go ahead.
Our task is complete. I just completed on the website and awaiting new deployment information. NAKJV, back to net.
Net control, this is NACAF. This is a test.
All right, NACAF, stand by. This is a message from the state. Genesee County has reported a UFO sighting, so keep your eyes to the sky and watch out for that. NACAF, go ahead.
All right, I am on site at McLaren, and fuel has been delivered. And I also have a question from my last assignment. I have the photograph. Do you want that emailed?
All right. Just to make sure everybody is sending out their win links to the email addresses that includes the state for any win link related message. Cliff, if you have a timestamp photo and you're wondering where to send it to, you're more than welcome to just post that in the member chat, and we will digest it from there. NHLY and NACAF, see if you guys can make contact on Simplex 14658. Cliff, confirm you're ready to commence testing.
Net Control, this is NHCAF. I am ready to commence testing. I will QSY to 146.58.
I will be not monitoring that, so you'll have to come back here to relay. So just wanted to verify.
Copy that, Net Control. See if we can establish Simplex contact and then come back here to report. NHCAF, this is a test.
W8BPD. Brian, go ahead, sir.
I accidentally closed task number 2, and I am currently just arrived at the scene, filling out my field situation report for this location.
All right, would you like me to put it back on you, or you'll just fill out the field situation report and you're ready for another one after that?
Absolutely. Just I'll fill out the situation report, and you can hit me with another one. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Working on it, Darren.
KE8WOJ.
Darren, you have another one. WOJ, go ahead.
Yes, at the number 3 deployment, 21555, 21 mile on Card Road to Kroger. The temp is now 42 northwest wind at 9, and now it's mostly cloudy. See, it opened today at 6 a.m., closes at 10. The number is 586-421-0768. Noon to 6 is about the peak times, and right now the parking lot is full and very busy already. The customers are telling me to check expiration dates carefully on meats and dairy products and to check the receipts for overcharges. The Kroger fuel is $5 a gallon for regular, $6 for diesel. There is a CVS pharmacy in front of Kroger should you have need for medications. All of this corner does have power. Wait a minute. Kroger has just been crashed into by a UFO coming from the north. KE8WOJ.
All right, Rick. I got your report, and you're confirming that Kroger you were at was crashed into by a UFO coming from the north. Can you confirm?
Yes, sir. That one you announced earlier must have made its way over to Kroger, and something wrong happened. And unless the little buggers are in there shopping, KEAWOJ.
W8BPD, are you still monitoring?
I am. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
All right, Brian, it appears your field situation report came in potentially with the wrong location. If you're able to resubmit that, but with the GPS coordinates, you might have to, like, manually copy and paste them into there or, you know, turn location sharing on with your device. We can't count that one. So, all right. Let me know what you think. 73.
Net Control, November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo underway. Out.
So there was a couple stations in there. Lisa was one. Lisa, go ahead, and then we'll go to the others.
Yes,
Yes, this is KF8FQZ. I am on scene at the CVS located at 40925 Garfield Road in Clinton Township. The canopy for the drive-thru has collapsed onto a car. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. And the driver is trapped, but responsive EMS is on the way. So I am done at this location. Get unit control.
All right, Lisa, I put another one on you, and I have your report about the gas station. I think you said the gas station canopy falling onto a car. Was that correct?
It was a CVS pharmacy canopy. Net control.
Okay, copy all. Thank you, Lisa.
Net control.
KCAKJO, go ahead.
Situation at Holy Family. No main power generator operational. Fire is on scene due to the transformer on the property. It is smoking and leaking. Northbound traffic is shut down, being redirected by PDA using single lane. Alternate route advised. And there is increased traffic due to residents moving to the cooling center at the library. Task has been completed. KCKJO.
All right. Tim, NAWRO, I just put another one on you. Take your time. KCAKJO. Hang on 1 second. Tom, are you able to do Winlink?
Affirmative. Sent a situation report to noted.
All right, just to confirm for that, I sent you potentially another task. I'm not sure if you saw it at the Holy Family Parish, and that one required a field situation report. Did you send that in? I think you said you completed your task, and I just wanted to confirm that that was done.
This is a drill, KCKGO. Affirmative, wind link message sent. KCKGO.
All right. I am sending you another one. It's going to be a 26 mile at Meyer gas station. Sending it over now.
Copy, KCKGO.
WABBD, I was monitoring Simplex a little bit. It sounded like you may have made some contact with NAHLY. Is that correct?
Negative, net control. WABBD is on Dequindre by 10 mile. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Yes, my mistake. This is KEAWUO as WAMAC. This is a drill. This is a drill. That was meant for NACAF. Cliff, if you're back over here, let me know.
NHLY standing by.
NACAF to net control. This is a drill. Yes, I'm back over here.
All right. How were Simplex communications between the hospitals?
We were both able to read each other 5x9 with just some background noise, but we were perfectly understandable to each other. Back to you, Net NHCAF. This is the drill.
All right. Fantastic. We will have you guys hang out there for a little bit longer. I'm going to check with our emergency manager and see if we're still required there. Is there any other stations that need a new deployment? I've been putting them on you, and you might not have noticed. So please check your emails in your account tab and let me know if you need something.
Any BDZ control up normal underway to new testing site. NAPBR out.
NAPBR
All
right, Brian, I have you on en route to your site, NABDZ. Go ahead.
I just got a text from Warren Sirk. KE8MWW is in his vehicle mobile. He is able to receive but not transmit. We can work through text, and if I'm asking him if he would like to take an assignment through that kind of relay. Are you acceptable to giving an assignment that way through relay?
Absolutely. I'm going to find something kind of close to your location. Give me 1 second. NABDZ, what I'm going to do, since you guys are tag teaming, I'm going to assign his tasks to you, and that'll make it easier for you to relay. So if, but I can give you the, I can give it to you over the air too, if you prefer, if that's easier. Let me know. It's actually really easy, but yeah, let me know what you prefer.
Over air would be easier because he is monitoring, from my understanding. So if we could do that, but I'm still waiting to hear back if he's acceptable to doing the relaying also. So I'm waiting on a text from him. So don't necessarily assign yet.
All right, no worries. I have something on you for right now. I can take it off later. For right now, it'll just be pending. Just ignore it. Any other stations waiting for a task? This is WA8MAC. This is a drill. This is a drill. Darren, I assigned another task to you. There's reports of potential UFO traffic over Selfridge Air National Guard. Please do not enter the base. Just try to observe from a distance. Go ahead, NABDZ.
Yeah, I just heard back from CERT. They have been driving around Warren looking for civil unrest or any other issues. Many of the issues that have been reported in the city of Warren, he can confirm and has no new reports to give. And they are going back to their QTH and calling it a day for them. So we will not be assigning them anything, unfortunately. We'll get back to them later. NABDZ, back to you.
All right, I'm putting him in the log as monitoring. So I appreciate the relays and the information and the confirmation on what everybody's seeing out there.
Net Control, this is Unit 42, NADDF.
Dakota, go ahead.
Task complete, but due to technical difficulties and some antenna issues, I'm going to check out to remedy that, so I will no longer be able to take any more tasks. QSL?
QSL, I got you out of the net. Thanks for checking out. Appreciate that.
Net Control, this is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, stand by for 1 second. All stations, this is a drill. This is a drill. This is WA8MAC. I'm KEAWUO. My name is John. We had a line of severe storms bring heavy rain and high winds sweeping through Macomb County, knocking out power to approximately 65% of the area. Cell service has become unreliable, and traffic signals have gone intermittent. Some are dark. We are seeing widespread disruptions to communications as well as transportation. A few hospitals have switched over to backup power, and we've activated a couple hospitals, and cooling stations have been opened. Macomb County is reporting that many of the shelters are nearing capacity. Genesee County has reported a UFO. However, we believe that UFO may have crashed into a Kroger, and there may be other sightings near Selfridge Air Base. A CVS pharmacy canopy has fallen onto a car, so be aware of, you know, wind damage, and don't park underneath vulnerable infrastructure. And I think that's it for this message. NAWRO.
Go ahead, John. NAWRO. I'm here with HAP as well. We're joined up here. We're in the same grid square. Go ahead.
All right. We're wondering if you're able to try to make contact with N8HLY or N8CAF, that's Tom or Cliff, on a simplex frequency. That would be 146.58. Let me know if you're able to make any contact there.
Confirm 146.58 simplex with either hospital member. Understood. We'll advise. HAP will be doing his task. I'll be doing my task. It'll be the same grid square, but we'll just get it done. NAWRO, clear, understood.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Go ahead, Darren.
I am en route to London, if you knew that.
All right. Stay safe out there.
Net control, NABVR.
NABVR, go ahead.
Control, I'm on site 11.
All right, I have you near Nino Salvaggio's. It sounds like you're at your site. You're a little scratchy there. Can you confirm that your task is done and you're waiting for another?
Yeah, I turned the power up. Yeah, we are at on-site at 118, task number 118, and I am ready for further tasking. Over.
All right, Brian, I just put another one on you, the Kroger at 21 Mile Road. You should have an email. It should be in the accounts tab. Let me know if you need further information.
Net control, Roger, out.
Net control, this is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
That last station, can you repeat that?
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Gotcha. Okay, you reached out earlier. I forgot about you. Go ahead.
Task number 7-8 complete.
All right, ADAMP. Dave, you are ready for another. Is that correct?
Roger, roger.
All right, David, ADAMP, I just put another one on you. All right, there's two stations there. We're going to take the priority first. Go ahead, Tom.
KKKGO. Yes, there is a traffic accident at County Line and 31. Medics and PD are on scene, so avoid that area. Find an alternate way around. Back to that, KKKGO.
Okay, copy that. Traffic accident at County Building on 31. Medics are on scene, suggesting to find an alternative route. The other station, go ahead. Are there any stations currently waiting for a deployment? Please check in now.
Net control NADZR underway at minute 8 out.
I'm hearing that you're reporting everything is okay. You're a little scratchy, so I'm going to try to bring you back closer to Warren. Stand by for your next appointment. All right, Lisa, I have another one on you, and it's in Warren, so you should be coming in a little better next time. That last station breaking in, I was a little preoccupied. Can you come again? That sounds like Darren. Go ahead.
The last road to pull off would be Jefferson Road. Is that correct?
Darren, I heard you ask something about Jefferson Road. That would be fine. However, if you can you switch over to Simplex 146.58 and try to relay your message to probably Cliff, NHCAF, or Tom, NHHLY, and see if they can pass the traffic a little bit smoother that way back over to me.
N8KJV.
Go ahead, Jason.
This is a test. We are on site, and we have completed our task. We are awaiting further deployment. N8KJV.
All right, Jason, this is a drill, this is a drill, this is WA8MAC. I have assigned you another one. I'm going to give you two, so they should be somewhat close to each other. KEAWUO. This is KEAWUO as WA8MAC, a line of severe storms bringing heavy rain and high winds swept through Macomb County, knocking out power to approximately 65% of the area. Cell service has become unreliable and traffic signals have become intermittent. This is creating widespread disruptions to communication and transportation. Hospitals have switched over to backup power and cooling stations and shelters have been opened. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Net control from N8HAP.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, sir. Just informing you that we have completed the task assigned. The situation report has been sent, and we are ready for a new test if you are.
All right, I'm looking for something close-ish to you. I'm going to send you to Romeo. We need a field situation report. Well, no, I'm going to hit you one. I'm going to give you two. One in Shelby Township first, and then Romeo.
That's controlling NHLY in line.
Copy that, John. NHLY will be rolling.
WABPD, we're still having a little bit of troubles with your grid square or your GPS location. This is for task 49. If you could try to adjust that location, if you need any guidance, you know, feel free to reach out to myself, or you can probably talk to Dean on Discord as well. NHLY, go ahead.
Yeah, NHLY reporting successful contact with, I believe it was NAWCF on the simplex frequency. You can confirm that call, and also could you confirm his location? I didn't get a chance to write that down.
Absolutely. That is N8CAF was his call sign. November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. He is at the Harrington Hospital in downtown Mount Clemens. That hospital name is McLaren McComb.
No, him I got. It's the other call. I thought he said he was on a 30-mile road.
There was a double, and I think that was NAWRO. That is the person, that is the other person that I suspect you spoke with. That would be Tim, NAWRO. And Tim, if you can go ahead and confirm your location with him, and when you're done, let me know if you need another one.
Yeah, correction on that, NAHLY. This is November 8th. Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO. We did make a successful simplex contact there, and my location is at Gratiot and 30 Mile Road. I say again, Gratiot and 30 Mile Road, NAWRO. And John, I'm all set on calls for now. I've got stacked calls here. NAWRO clear.
All right. I put a couple others on you by accident, but just work them if you can. There's plenty to go around. All stations that are sending in Windlink reports, if you could please include your task ID in the form, that helps us to confirm that you know, your task and your grid square aligns. So either add it to your notes, or there should be a section that you can add that. Yes, this is WA8MAC. This is a drill. This is a drill for all situations, or for all stations sending in field situation reports. There is a task number on the field situation report. If you can please make sure you fill that out, that would greatly help us. And then if you don't see the task number, you can add it to the notes at the bottom. There was a station trying to break in there. Go ahead.
At task 117, everything's cool. Gas is 499. I'd say gas is 4.99 per gallon. Awaiting further tasking. Over.
All right, Brian. I put another one on you. You should see it shortly. Anyone else looking for a deployment? Please check in now.
That control from NAHAP.
Go ahead, NAHAP.
Yeah, just checking the current task assigned. It looks like a 40-minute drive from my location. Is there possibly anything closer? I'm at 31 Mile in Gratiot.
Yes, thanks for checking on that. I definitely didn't mean to assign you something 40 minutes away. I may have made a mistake there. I will go ahead and mark it as complete for now, and then I will redeploy
Can you let me know what the task number is on that? Just because it's easier for me that way.
Task 100.
All right, very good. Yeah, go ahead and mark that as complete. And so you're at 30 and Gratiot. I will try to put something on you a little bit closer there.
Okay, copy that. We'll be
safe. Net control, NACZR.
NACZR,
go ahead.
Control, NABZR, we are underway at minutes 20, out.
All right, copy that. Joe, NHAP, how does 29 and Romeo Plague sound?
That sounds much more doable.
Net control, this is NHCAF with relay traffic. This is a test.
Net control, this is KF, AFQZ, priority.
So there might have been a couple stations there that I missed. I know, Brian, you said you're en route. Lisa, I think you came in. Go ahead.
Yes, this is KF, AFQZ. This is not part of the drill, but if anybody is out there and needs to travel westbound 16 Mile Road, it is closed down just east of Shaner due to an accident, so you might want to reroute if you're out and about. Over.
KF8, FGS. Net control, this is NHCAF with relay traffic.
I think I just heard a person say they had priority traffic. Go ahead.
Net control, this is NHCAF. It's not priority traffic. It is relay traffic. I have a report from Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
All right, go ahead. I'll take the report from Darren.
Darren contacted me from his location at the time via Simplex to inform me that he had observed a helicopter circling something near the location where he was at.
All right, well, if you can reach back out to him and find out if he needs another assignment or what his status is, I appreciate that, and I have his report in the log.
Copy that, NEN Control. This is NACAF. Back to you, NET. This is a drill.
This is a drill. WHVOX.
Go ahead, VOX.
Yeah, I'm unable to complete the Wind Lake report. The Wind Lake crashed on my PC. I'll have to do it when I return to the QTH. And you said you were sending me, another one. I haven't got it.
All right, John, I will put you on another one that does not require Winlink. Stand by for your next.
Yeah, I'm currently at DeQuinder and Metro Parkway.
Net control, this is KFH, FGS.
All right, John, VOX, I put another one on you. The other station, go ahead.
This is KF8, FTS. We're out in Grid Square. Our task is completed. We're in Grid Square OU. Could you give me another task? And Winlink is not functioning here.
Okay, I got you. I will give you a non-Winlink related task.
Roger that. This is a drill. Net control, this is NHCAF. This is a drill.
All right, KF8FGS, I just put another one on you. Let me know if that works for you. It might be a little bit of a drive, but...
I drove an hour to get to my first task, so...
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Darren, stand by. Joe, N8HAP, we have priority deployment for you. Stand by.
N8HAP, stand by.
All right, so yeah, Joe, they're requesting that you go to 23 and Gratiot. There's a Meyer gas station there, and we're going to need a field situation report from that one. This is apparently a missing grid square.
Okay, copy that. I will be heading to 23 Mile and Gratiot to the Meyer for a field situation report, N8HAP. This is a test.
All right. When you're done, let me know because we have another one that's in that that proximity.
Copy that. N8HAP.
This is WA8MAC. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. Right, the state has just informed us, this is a drill, this is a drill. The state has informed us that the power has been restored to many locations and many of the shelters are closing due to restored power. If anyone is currently being deployed to a shelter, you can stand down. Let Net Control know if you are currently deployed to a shelter and if you need a new task.
Net Control, KF8FQZ.
Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, I got you. I also heard Lisa in there. Go ahead first, Lisa, since you got in there first.
Yes, Net Control. I did get to the shelter. I heard your message that the state has shut it down. This is a drill. This is a drill. And I think I can take one more if you have anything else. Over.
I got a Kroger on Shaner and Warren. Does that work for you?
Absolutely. 10-4 on our way.
All right. I signed that one to you. AB8MP. Go ahead.
Exercise message. I've completed task number 76.
You got time for one more?
If it's one more before noon, it might be cuttingly close. It takes me a dry line and setup. It takes me about 30 minutes.
All right. I don't want to do that to you, so I will. Let you check out of the net for now. If you really want one, I'll put one on you, but it sounds like we probably shouldn't.
No, I'll go ahead and check out at this time. I don't want to press my luck on that, and I believe the hot wash is at 12 on this frequency.
That's affirmative. I will see you in the hot wash, and I got you checked out of the net. All right, all members that are out there that are still deployed, if anyone has time for another field situation report, please let me know. And don't forget to check out of the net. That's important. We get points for that, and we need to kind of get in the habit of doing that when we're doing deployments so that net control doesn't send a team out looking for you. This is WA8MAC. This is a drill. This is a drill.
Net control,
NATZR. NATZR, go ahead. I did hear another station, so after Brian, that station can go ahead again.
Net control, NATZR. I'm on station. I'm on site at task 116, but I'm in the middle of the field. There's nothing but weeds out here. I was supposed to go to the Meijer store, and I passed one on the way up here. So, I don't know, we got to check the maps on this. Over.
Okay, yeah, copy that. It's possible we have a bad GPS coordinate. So it would be on 24 mile, but no worries. If you can go to that Meijer and do the complete your task there, that would be fine. And then go ahead to the other station.
Alpha, Delta, 8 after Delta.
Go ahead, John.
Task here in Armada is complete, and I can probably get another one done. Or, depending if you got more in this vicinity, multiple this afternoon.
All right, out there in the northern part of the county, they're kind of far from each other, so I got you another one, Blake's Orchard. Let me know if that works for you.
I'm on it. This is Drill, AEW.
AE8WOJ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
Go ahead, Darren, and then Rick, I'll be right with you.
I am out here by, I think it's Bass Pro Shops, and I'm curious if there's a next deployment or not, or if I should just check out and head home.
I'm looking for one for you, Darren. Let me see here. Stand by.
WADDD, this is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Guys, hang on one second. I'm going to have to touch base with you. I'm looking for a task for Darren at this time. Darren, I just put one on you. I'm hoping you can get there before time's up. Let me know what your ETA is. Give me your ETA, and then we'll go to the other station.
Net control, this is Kilo 8 with the Alpha.
16 minutes, ETA 11:58. Go or no go?
Yeah, I just wanted to report in. Windlink works at home, but I can't get the form. When I fill out the form and submit it, it doesn't connect to the application. I'm not quite sure what, it's a computer issue of some sort, but I guess now's the time to find out that it is an issue. I'm going to have to check out for the day, and if I can get this thing to work sometime today, I'll go ahead and submit it. So this is K8WA. It's been fun. See you guys later.
Darren, I put another one on you. Take whichever one's closer. Either one will work. One's in Warren, maybe closer to your house. So let me know. Is there any other stations besides K8WA, which I did give your whole message? Go ahead.
Net
control, NATZR.
November 8, X-ray Zulu checking out.
All right, we had three people there. Hopefully you guys hang on a second. Ron, I got you checked out of the net. NATZR, go ahead, and WOJ, you're next.
Net control, NATZR, I'm on scene at minute 4-3. The gas is 4.85. 4.85 cents a gallon. Everything's cool here at Myers. Over.
All right, Brian. It sounds like you found the cheapest gas in town at $4.85. WOJ, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've just been waiting to check out St. Nature Police.
Okay, Ricky, I got you checked out of the net. Darren, I you're a little staticky. Can you run that by me again? All right, Dan. Unfortunately, you are you're well beneath the noise floor at this point. You can either try to relay to Cliff, or you can just try to complete whichever deployment makes the most sense for you.
WATPD.
Hang on 1 second. Joe, N8HAP, Emergency Management, is asking for a status update from you, sir.
Yeah, net control, N8HAP. We had to stop for a tactical potty break, so we are en route to 23 and Gratiot still, coming up on 28 Mile Road, heading south currently.
Okay, thank you. Just checking the welfare check. WADPD, go ahead.
About
25-27
minutes to get there.
All right, Brian, I have you out of the net, and Cliff, I heard you checking Darren out of the net. He is standing down.
Net control, this is NATCAF. I copy you as well. This is a test.
Net control, this is Unit 3-4, W1BLU.
Net control, this is KF8FQZ.
Go ahead, Blue, and then Lisa.
WA8MAC from W1BLU, Unit 3-4. I will be QRT from the net. 7-3, thanks. W1BLU.
Net control, KCAKJO.
Go ahead, KCAKJO.
Unit 5-1, or 5410, KCAKJO. S19 complete. Wind link message sent.
W8VOX.
All right, last station, go ahead.
W8VOX. What's the field report?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, task 125-125, Home Depot at 16 and Van Dyke. Store is open. There are no obvious hazards for vehicles as requested. No debris, no blocked entrances.
All right, John, I got you out of the net, and thank you for that.
Got
Control, KFAFGS.
FGS, go ahead.
There were task 92 completed at the Richmond Fire Department. No issues to report, full access to all apparatus bays, and power is on.
All right, good to hear. You can stand down. I'm going to mark you out of the net.
Well, unless you have one more, although I guess noon is a cutoff. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to probably call it pretty soon here and stand by for the hot wash. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is WA8MAC.
Net control from Unit 18, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
I believe that was WA4MLT and NADDZ. Ray, go ahead.
Well, number one, excuse me, you can check me out at this point. Then I have a query, a short query, over.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
88OD.
88OD, go ahead.
This is the drill. Task complete at Lake Cider Mill and checking out for the net and waiting for the hot wash. 88OD, this is the drill.
All right, Joe, or John, I got you out of the net. Thanks for completing that last-minute task. Any other stations out there?
KFAFQZ, everything at Kroger is shut down. Power is out, and they are not accepting anybody there for ice or water, and I am out. Thank you. This was fun. I'm also going to check out KF8FRA.
All right, Lisa, I have you out of the net. NAWRO, go ahead.
John, I'm going to be dismissing the rest of my tasks due to time constraints. Can you tell me, are the hospital net operators still in position or are they cleared?
I show them still in position. They should still be in location. N8CAF or N8HLY, can you guys confirm?
Net control, this is N8CAF. I am still in position. This is a test.
Net control, KCKJL.
All right, Cliff, before you go, I want to try a simplex test from here. KCAKJO, go ahead.
Yeah, if you didn't get it, my SID rep was sent via wind link, and you can check me out. 26 County Line, KCAKJO.
All right, I got you out of the net. Tom, thanks for playing today.
Always fun. I'll be monitoring the watch. That's for y'all.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, with a quick question.
Go ahead with the question, Ray.
Is there a hot link on the website so I can send my 214 by email? I can't get the wind link to run right on my Mac. Over.
To all stations out there, this is WA8MAC. If you guys can all take your ICS 214 forms and email them to ec@macombarpsc.org.
And keep in mind, you can check your statuses that you've submitted throughout the day on the website, on the account tab, and see the times and that you've marked yourself as deployed and things like that. That might help if you didn't have great note-keeping today. But yes, all ICS-214 forms will be emailed to EC@MacombARPSC.org. One more time, that's EC@MacombARPSC.org, and please send those over as soon as possible if you can.
Thank you very much. I will be right for MLD clear and waiting for the hot wash.
NHHLY.
NHHP, go ahead, and then NHHLY.
Yeah, John, we just got to the Meyer. I'm trying to do the situation report real quick here. Is there a cast number for this? It doesn't show it, I don't believe, on my account.
Just make that task number EOC, and if you want, yeah, that'll work. That task can be EOC, and we don't have a task ID in the books for that one. NHHLY, go ahead.
Am I still in service here, or is the net closed, or what is the status?
Tom, you can probably start heading back home now to the QTH, and we appreciate all your help today and for the deployments you were able to do and for activating the hospital. Very good.
Very good, sir. Anything, so I'll be clear. Out.
Net control, this is NHCAF.
Go ahead, Cliff. Yeah, I know I said I want to do a simplex test with you. Go ahead, and then we'll try that test.
Thank you, Net Control. Yeah, I'm going to check out of the net officially at 12 o'clock, and I will be standing by for your simplex test. This is NHCAF. This is a drill.
N8WRO, I will check out too, John.
N8WRO, you are checking out of the net. I got you out of the book, out of the net. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Brian Marco, got you. Go ahead. Brian, you came in pretty broken. I think you said you were checking out of the net, and I got you checked out. NAVDZ, go ahead.
Glad I finally got you. We've been running into a boatload of interference for the last 20 minutes, and I haven't been able to reach you or hear very much of what you said. It's been like picket fencing all the way, crazy. We have finished 71 and are at 72 now. And finishing up here.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir.
Control, any CDR?
Control from 56, checking out. Any WCD?
5006, I got you checking out. Thank you, sir. NABZR, go ahead. You're coming in clear now.
And net control, NHZR, I'm on scene number 93, ready for further tasking, over.
All right, Brian, well, good news. You've completed your tasks for the day, so you can pack it up and head home and stand by for the hot wash shortly.
Do that.
Net control,
control from NAA safety.
Met control, W8ZOX.
That last station, I was preoccupied, go ahead.
W8ZOX, John, I'll do that field situation report when I get back to QTH, and I'll just change the grid number.
10-4.
Henning, be nothing. Call from N8AJP.
N8AJP, I did hear NAVDZ. We'll send it to N8AJP first, because I think he won.
Yeah, John, just let me know. I just sent that situation report, and I am going to go ahead and check out of the net. N8AJP.
All right, NAVDZ, go ahead.
Net control, we are done with task 72.
All right, well, very good. You guys, if you had anything else on you, you could just mark it as complete. We're going to wrap it up here. So go ahead and start heading towards your staging point where likely you guys met up and got together. And stand by for the hot wash. Thanks for playing today.
Copy that. And, John, great job on net control. This is NAVDZ. I will check out, and I will hand the mic over to Jason.
This is N8KJV checking out of the net.
All right. I got you both checked out of the net. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys playing today. Anyone else that would like to check out or has anything for net control or emergency management?
Net control, NABZR.
All right, Brian, we have you heading towards the QTH. Your signal is quite often pretty broken and hard to read. It seems like there might be a bad wire or a crimp or something along those lines that you might not know about, so I just wanted to touch base on that because it's something we hear kind of a lot.
Control,
KJO. Go ahead, Cujo.
Yeah, great job to you and the crew up there. This was extremely enjoyable. Had a lot of fun. Again, great job. KJO, I'm going to go wash my car now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for playing today, and thanks for the positive feedback. We tried as best as we could out here.
This is Unit 28, DK80 Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf, checking out of the net. Can you give me a time?
Checked you out at 12:08. Thank you, sir.
WACCD. I am at my QTH.
All right, Brian, 12:08. Cliff, you can stand down. Cliff, can you confirm that you're checking out of the net? I have four people still checked in right now, and I just wanted to double check with them. Cliff, hoping you can check out, and then we'll go with the rest.
Net control, this is NACAF. I did check out of the net at noon. I'm about 5 minutes from my QTH.
All right, copy that. Ricky, KEAWOJ, checking out of the net.
Net control, NABZR, I think you got me up here in the UP someplace. I've never even seen these roads before. Over.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the view. Thank you for the ride, and that explains the signal. KEAWOJ.
Great job on the net, too, John. Great job.
KEAWOJ, I'm going to mark you out of the net. KF8FRA, if you're still monitoring. Anthony, KE8RUH, are you still monitoring? All right, at this point, we're marking everyone signed out of the net. Everybody should be heading home. All members, please remember to submit your IPS 214 forms and drive safe. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is KE8WUO as WA8MAC. We will now stand by for the hot wash.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
I'm going to double check with our members. KEAWOJ, KF8FRA, and KEARUH. Are any of you still monitoring?
I heard WOJ check out when he made his last report. He does the hotline. I just want to check out the computer point.
All right, I appreciate that. You know, we're just trying to do our due diligence and make sure everybody has safely checked out of the net. This is WA8MAC. Everybody, please stand by for the hot wash.
Net control, this is NHCAF, ETH, clear.
This is KEYNU, good evening all. Going to go ahead and start the hot wash. How do you guys think things went? So I'm going to kind of open it up here a little bit. Just give something very brief. Don't keep it long-winded if you can. Just some points. Give me a point that you guys liked, and one point that you guys may change. So if you're long-winded, I'm going to chop you off at your knees. But just give something that you enjoyed about this, one thing that you liked, and one thing that you would fix. Opening up here for anybody that wants to start. All right, we'll do that.
NABDC,
are you on the air?
This is NABDC, yeah, Dave. So things I would fix. There were a couple of our operators that were extremely long-winded. So just keep that in mind. That's only a fix that you, the operator, can make. I even caught myself a time or two being a little bit long-winded, and I had to cut my own self off. So that's an understandable problem that we as hams have with a lot of our friendship nets, which this is not. We got to keep that in our mind. Thing that I liked is I really liked how well John handled the boatload of traffic that he was getting through the whole net. John, I'm very happy with what you did, and kudos to you, my friend. This is N8VDZ. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, definitely there, Mike. I appreciate your input there, and for sure you did a good job. You all did a good job out there, and I would agree the radio traffic. We got to remember to keep it short, keep it simple, just for the fact that if somebody else tries to get in, whether, you know, priority traffic, I noticed there was a couple of times where somebody called priority traffic and then somebody else was breaking in, so we got to be mindful of that, definitely. So, all right, NKJV, Jason, we'll go with you. One thing that you... maybe what you think we need to work on, and then one thing that you enjoyed.
appreciate the time. I'm going to be working very much on the Wingling forms, the ICS forms. I can tell they're very important. The thing I enjoyed was I just was really commenting about how I really appreciated all the thought that went into the system itself, the deployment system on the website, and everything just kind of seemed pretty streamlined, and I was really appreciative to be part of it. So thank you very much. NAKJV, back to that.
Good evening. Appreciate that there, Jason, and appreciate the input. Bill, KNWA, we'll go with you. One thing that you think we need to work on and one thing that you enjoyed. KNWA, Bill, Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha, are you on the air? Nothing heard. Moving on. Brian, W8BPD, one thing that you think we need to work on and one thing you enjoyed.
This is W8BPD. One thing I enjoyed was the whole ambiance of the thing, the listening to the different reports and being able to go try and get my stuff going. I need a lot more work on my Winlink. I tried calling in for some support, didn't get an answer for over a half an hour, and then trying to get one last deployment I couldn't quite get because, again, evidently my brand new radio doesn't work right because I couldn't get in and get that last deployment. W8BPD, back to W8YNU.
Okay. Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and we'll work on things. This is what these sets are for, and to work out our own equipment and work on bettering ourselves. So, good stuff. Darren, KF8ETQ, one thing that you liked, one thing that you think we need to work on.
Cool. The Simplex was a surprise for me. I was happy that that worked. I think it'd be more interesting to do a little bit more on that from at least what I was interacting with. But that may or may not be possible. Also, I noticed that when we had the WA8MAC supposedly down, it was still connected to the KFBI.
Yeah, definitely. There, appreciate the input. And again, it's just a drill, so when things go down, it may not actually go down. But yeah, good stuff. All right, moving on to Lisa, KF8FQZ. One thing that you enjoyed, and one thing that you think we need to work on.
Hi there, thank you, Net Control. I enjoyed everything about this. It was a lot of fun. It was funny. We got a lot of giggles from the reports, and I liked the adrenaline. So this was a lot of fun for me. I need to work on everything, though, because I just don't really know what I'm doing yet. So I'm going to continue to keep working on my skills, but thank you so much. It was nice. Back to you, Net Control.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you had fun, and part of this, it's serious. We have a serious, the drill is a serious thing, but we want to have fun. We do this for a hobby, and that's the big thing is we want to have fun doing this. And if you're not having fun, then is it really a hobby? Is it something that you really want to do? So I'm glad that you had fun. I had fun. I think a lot of us had fun doing this, and it's pretty cool. I love this, and it's pretty cool to be involved in something like this. All right, moving on to KF8FRA. Peter, what about you, sir?
Thank you, Ken. Once again, as Lisa mentioned, it was enjoyable. I had no idea what I was in for today, so I can't say that there's nothing I didn't like, and I liked it all. So looking forward to working on my own skills as well to be a little bit more polished at this. Thank you, Net.
Net Control, this is KE8RUH.
KE8RUH, what's your...
Yeah, thank you, Net Control. Sorry, I meant to check out of the net earlier and did not do so. If you could please check me out of the net, I would greatly appreciate it.
Captain, that, sir. I'll go ahead and show you checked out. And actually, while I got you, one thing that you enjoyed and one thing that you think we need to work on.
Well, I feel like I'm a bad person to answer this question right now. I am out of town and did a little bit of what I could. I took one deployment and unfortunately was not able to do any more. I think it'd be more personal that I, for the next one, would like to be in town and be able to focus on it and actually be mobile and not just do a virtual deployment. Other than that, I think it was from what I was able to be in on and listen on, it was pretty good. So I'll throw it back to you, Net Control.
Very good.
Any quick comments?
It's cool to do virtual, but it's a lot more fun when you're actually able to get out on the street and drive around, and it's like that amazing thing, you know, getting out there and completing tasks and stuff, so it's pretty cool, pretty awesome. All right, Dave, 88MV, what about you, sir? One thing that you enjoyed and one thing that you think we need to work on.
How many BDG, quick comment.
All right, I got two comments, so I'm going to go with Mike here first and then Darren. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, sorry to cut in, Dave, but a lot of our newer members, some of this might be happening with. We've now had at least three members finish their conversation, and they're going to be done. They're not going to talk anymore. So I don't want to hear things from other people that we don't follow the rules. So please, when you finish your transmission on this talk to Dave here, please give your call sign when you finish your conversation. And it's VDZ. Back to you.
Hey, FAFTS. FTS, stand by one moment there. Darren, go ahead with your comment.
This is Kugel Fox, Trout 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. I was just letting you guys know that you two doubled, that's all.
Great, thanks. All right, FTS, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed today. I can really appreciate all the work that went into the preparation work, the figuring out, all the different tasks and the professionalism that everyone seems to have put into the radio, into the communication. And I agree with Mike that we need to be short-winded, and so I won't be too long-winded. The only one comment I could make, one suggestion, would be at our initial check-in to the net before deployment that we also give our grid square to give dispatch a better idea of where people are at before the tasks are assigned. KF8FGS will be standing by and after you.
FGS, appreciate that there, Dave. Yeah, good stuff, yeah. So funny thing that you mentioned that, we actually do know where you're at unless you're away from your QTH. So if you're away from your QTH, hey, that might work. That'd be a good thing to tuck away there and remember here for the next time. But good stuff. Appreciate that there, Dave. All right, Cliff, NHCAF, what about you? One thing that you like, one thing that we need to work on.
This is NHCAF. One of the things I liked about it was just how well everything seemed to be working together, and basically everyone was
doing everything that needs to be done in the way it's done. For the most part, very professional as far as I was concerned. And as far as things to work on, yes, I will agree with a few other people. As hams, we do have a tendency to get a bit wordy at times. So I would like to see us keep it much more concise in the future when we're dealing with a situation like this. Because after all, for all we know in the future, lives could be hanging in the balance, and we are not going to have time to waste the channel with. Back to you, John, and NHCAF. Sorry, I meant Dave.
I knew what you meant. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. You know, it's important having a short radio time helps the repeater, but it keeps the station clear just in case there is a real emergency. Somebody's calling for help. You may only get one chance to call for help, and it's that person that's talking about rain. The rain started, or rain did this, or I stubbed my toe and tripped and fell in the parking lot and. Fine, that type of stuff hangs up the real emergency. So we'll work on it. We're getting there. It's a lot of fun, and we're getting there. It's good. It's good stuff. All right, Brian, NABZR, one thing that you liked, one thing that you think we need to work on.
Well, I really like working with John. He did a great job running the net. It's just awesome. I would suggest to keep things brief, we use more, we call them pro words in the Coast Guard. Like when somebody's talking or you got 3 and 4 to 5 different people calling in, we don't need to explain what's going on. Just say, stand by. Say, so-and-so, stand by, so-and-so, stand by. That's all you gotta do is just say one word and keep it real brief. And I think we should also report that we're underway. This tells the net operator that they know that the person received the instructions properly. And then we tell them when we get there, of course. And another one we use is ops normal. We just say that, that just means everything's going all right. Just real brief, say ops normal, position is I'm underway, and so-and-so standby. Those are the main ones. But John did a great job. He did a real awesome job.
Yeah, definitely. The big thing is, though, we got to keep it NIM compliant, SOS management compliant. So it's got to be one of those things where, we got to use common language, something that everybody's going to know. That's why we got away from the 10-4 and, respond 300 and stuff like that. We get away from that stuff just for national incident management. But, good stuff. But glad you enjoyed it. John, 88OD, one thing that you liked, one thing that we need to work on.
KKL, sorry if I was called.
John, you with us, 88OD? All right, nothing heard. Moving on. Tom, NHLY. One thing that we need to work on, one thing that you enjoyed. Tom, you with us at HHLY? Nothing heard. Moving on. Dakota, NHDBF. What about you, sir? One thing that you liked, one thing that we need to work on. Dakota, are you out there? NHDBF, one thing that you liked, one thing that we need to work on. All right, nothing heard. Joe, NHHAP, what about you, sir? Something that you enjoyed, something that we need to work on.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, NHHAP. I really thought the website, I guess for lack of a better word, the the way that we were tasked through the website. I thought that was pretty neat. Very helpful in keeping information straight, where we're going, doing. As far as something I didn't like, honestly nothing. I feel like I got retasked a few times, but that kind of represents a real-world situation. So other than that, no, nothing really. Back to you, Dave, NHAP.
Hey, good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, and sometimes being rerouted is to be a pain sometimes, but it's all right. We're getting there, working on some things, and appreciate your patience and getting out there and responding appropriately, and but just fun, good stuff. John, W8VOX, what about you, sir? One thing that we need to work on, one thing that you enjoyed.
W8VOX. Well, I did enjoy once I understood what Dispatch was doing with sending them out over the website. That was made things a lot easier because you could refer back to it and not figure out your chicken scratching. The only thing that really sticks in my mind right now, I got a couple other ones that I'll send you an email on, but was dispatching, trying to find out who you're dispatching, where they're at, and where you're sending them to. I noticed a couple times there was quite a long haul for some of the members. So other than that, great job on dispatch, and John, and I think the entire team did very well. W8VOX.
KYNU, good evening. Yep, appreciate that for sure. You know, it's pretty cool. You guys will have to check this out. The system that John has put together is pretty cool. Right now we're honing it and getting it all situated to where we like it. And it's almost as better than some of the dispatching CADs that I've seen out there. So my hat's off to John here, and appreciate his hard work and putting in time there for this. All right, Tom, KJO, one thing that you liked, one thing that you think we need to work on.
KJO, I thought it went well, for the exception of those pauses in between stations. There was a couple times I tried getting in to clear and move on to my next deployment, and I could not get any word in edgewise. So I think we definitely need to work on that. This is, give a pause, and then your call sign and unit number. I think that's about the only thing I have. It's just a couple little quick keys there. Everybody's got to stand by a second and let John acknowledge it before the next one calls in. That's about all it. Besides that, great job on everybody. Back to you, Dave. KCQGL.
I appreciate it there, Tom. Good job today, and appreciate you guys and deploying out there, getting out there, and there's lots of things that we need to work on, but like I said, we're getting there, and we're learning. That's the big thing, you know, it's like we learn, and that's the big thing for these sets, is learning and doing and stuff. So we'll get there for sure. All right, Tim, NHWRO, you, sir, what's your thoughts? Something good, something bad?
Yeah, well, thanks, Dave, NHWRO here. The good thing is definitely the WUO CAD dispatch system, patent pending. That was outstanding. I really enjoyed that. Also, I'm going to give you two. Simplex to the hospital from 30 and Gratiot, both of them. I didn't understand that was going to go through. Very surprised about that. As far as change, as good as the job, John did an outstanding job. I'm still wondering if we might need an assistant net control, though, because we had a lot of traffic backed up, and some of the traffic could be, you know, switched over to a secondary assistant net control. Just an idea. NHWRO, back to you, Dave.
Yeah, Tim, I agree with you. I think a backup would be phenomenal. Somebody in here to help out in an actual dispatch situation. You know, we have our backups. We have somebody to kind of help out, whether it, you know, be a manager or a supervisor or somebody. There's somebody there to kind of give some type of hand. So, yeah, for sure, definitely appreciate the input. Ricky, KE8WOJ, one thing that you liked, one thing that we need to work on. KE8WOJ, Ricky, are you on the air? Nothing, moving on. Ron, N8XZ, what about you, sir? One thing that we need to work on, one thing that you enjoyed. Ron, are you on the air? N8XZ. Nothing hurt. All right, moving on to this troublemaker, KE8WUO, John. One thing that you enjoyed, one thing that we need to work on.
So for the things that I enjoyed, I would say I enjoyed, you know, having all of you guys out there, you know, taking these tasks and going out and, you know, using your gas while it's so expensive today and, you know, just kind of volunteering your time and doing all that you guys did today. I mean, I think it was like 60-some-odd deployments that we sent out. So that's 60 different locations in the county that everybody went to. You know, that's a lot of ground that we covered. We were as far north in the county as we could possibly be, and we were as far south in the county, as far west and east as well. So, I mean, we covered every inch of this county today, and we got some live good reports from everyone in the county and reported some stuff that needed to be reported. And so that was awesome, you know, and it was kind of a glimpse of what this is all about. And so that was probably one of the things I really appreciated and enjoyed. As far as stuff to work on, you know, I think we have a few things. I think I have a few things. I think I sent some people on some accidental long routes, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit of inefficient routes. But part of that is just because of those are the appointments that were dealt with, you know, and so it's not like I can always plan out a perfect route for everybody, but I do try. But yeah, hopefully we can do that a little bit better in the future. And other than that, I don't want to be too long-winded, but we'll send it back to KE8YNU. This is KE8WUO73, everyone.
Yeah, for sure. It's good stuff. All right, moving on in. Wally, Wallace, WAVD, what about you, sir?
Boy, put me on the spot. Thanks, Dave. What I liked was participation rate. I mean, it was just phenomenal. I think, what, we're almost 70%? As far as to get you the exact statistic here, we were at 69%. So the participation rate amongst their members was absolutely fantastic and over the top. As far as things to work on, we got a bunch of little things that we need to work on, but nothing that's really earth-shattering. When we do these tests, you know, especially on a county-wide test, it's kind of an unrealistic thing that's going to happen to us in the real world. More than likely, if we do get deployed, it's going to be a little bit more isolated. So, the only biggie thing is, yeah, we're all aware of the distances that some of you had to travel, and we're going to work on that too. So, other than that, everything went really well. Thanks to everybody. You guys should see this setup that John's got here.
I mean, we're looking at 3 computer monitors and how he's able to keep track of everybody and everything. It's just amazing. So, thanks, everybody. WABD, back to Dave.
Yeah, for sure there, Wally. I appreciate the input there. Good stuff. All right. KBY and you, over to Ray, WA4MLD, or Young Air.
Yes, that control from WA4MLD. And let's see. Sorry, I'm totally blocked up with pollen allergies, so I'll try to talk over it. And let's see, one thing to think about, I think everybody, including me, could stand to look up a list of the official code words that we have. An example, it would be like QTH. Your QTH is where you are. So when you say, I'm at my QTH, you can't be anywhere else. You're already there. So look those all up. And most of them have a very, very simple definition, and those help us speed up. As far as what to like, wow, the organization, I mean, the word awesome has already been used. I don't know what better to say. Being down here in the southern end of the county and looking at what's going on, wow, quite amazing, everybody. And all thanks for all the work you do. Sorry I can't make meetings on Thursday night. Next year I'll be retired and I'll be showing up and annoy you there. So everybody, thanks again, and had a great time. Oh, one thing, maybe a bulk email a week ahead to show to let us know what's going to be on the account tab on the website. I missed some valuable information not going there soon enough. Thanks again, WA4MLD here in the South End, and everybody have a great rest of the weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Ray, and we'll look forward to seeing you there in person. For sure. All right, Steve, K8UHG, one thing that you liked, one thing that we need to work on. Steve, are you on the air? K8UHG. Nothing hurt. Moving on, Blue, W1BLU, one thing that you enjoyed, one thing that we need to work on. W1BLU, are you on the air? Nothing heard. Moving on. Dave, NAWCB, one thing that you enjoyed, one thing that we need to work on.
Net Control, NAWCB, I liked the spirit that was involved in the group today, the willingness to take calls and even intense moments. There was a good spirit. You know, a lot of times, for public safety, sometimes there's attitudes on the air. Didn't hear that in this session today. It went very well in those regards. Outside of our group, just to let you know, I didn't have any DMR traffic. I never heard the state actually did once communicate with another group. But there was no check-ins or no formal net, and I monitored statewide 1, 2, and event 1, but not sure exactly what happened. But all in all, very good exercise today. 73, NAWCB.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I appreciate your willingness to run the DMR end of things from your QTH and being our point of contact for the state. On that end of things, definitely appreciate it, and appreciate the input. It was a lot of good spirit. It was fun, and you know, again, I go back to, you know, if you're doing this hobby, yeah, there's a serious end of things, and you know, when we got to be serious, but you can have fun doing it, and I agree. There wasn't an attitude. There wasn't any issues from anybody. It was very, very kind-spirited, and it was good. A lot of fun. Good stuff. All right, Jack, KFA-DRC, one thing that you liked, one thing that you feel we need to work on. Jack, KFADRC are out there? Nothing heard. Moving on to Paul, KE8MWW. What about you, sir? One thing that we need to work on, one thing that you enjoyed? All right. Nothing heard, and I know he had a hard time getting into the system, so. All right. Paul, KC8BDK. What about you, sir? And actually, never mind, he's tied up on the phone, so we'll call it at that. But I appreciate you guys. Good work this year. Make sure that all your stuff sent into Windley. Any questions, anything that you guys need, feel free to reach out. And again, I appreciate the awesome experience, the cooperation you guys projected, and just a lot of fun. Good job. Looking forward to the next set. That'll be in October. We'll give you the information on that. And also, we're storming some ideas of just doing something here for Macomb County and Macomb County only here in August. So once things become a little bit more together, we'll get you guys that information, and we'll go from there. But that wraps things up here for today. I appreciate you guys, and until next time. We'll hear you on the net Thursday, and you guys have a good week. This is KAYNU closing things down. Have a good day.
Recheck, you skipping.
Bless you.
It's Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. Are you still there, Dave?
Yep, I'm here. What's up? I got you. Sorry about that.
I skipped
I'm
right
over
week, and Mike interrupted our conversation.
I didn't catch any of that. I'm sorry. Go again.
Yeah, when Mike jumped in there, he had called for me to give my report. Mike jumped in, then somebody else jumped in. He skipped right over me at that point. So we kind of need to watch order of service there. Mike was mentioning that everybody should give the call sign at the end of their conversation. But I think also as part of net procedures, you don't interrupt the conversation general traffic unless you have emergency traffic.
Okay. I apologize about that, and we'll mark that down. Anyways, you're welcome to give your input there. I do apologize for skipping over you. I am human, and I do make mistakes, so. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, overall, I think it was a good exercise. I was working HF Windline mostly. Missed one call sign on a sense, so a typo error there, and just a workflow error on putting in locations for lat and long. So that might be something we want to just touch up on for anybody running Windline. It's just a workflow issue. Of course, next time we might be using a different form, and it'll have a different workflow. So things keep changing. Other than that, good net, good exercise. Appreciate the work everybody did and the work done through the net control.
Yeah, for sure. He did a great job, and yeah, there's a lot that we can learn from this. A lot that we can jump off of, and definitely work on. But overall, it went very well. Everybody followed direction for the most part. Good, but yeah, for sure. Appreciate that. And again, I do apologize for the for the skip there. Didn't mean to miss you, and didn't mean to make you mad. But anyways, if there's anything else, let me know. You guys can reach out to my number. I'll be in the office here Monday, and you can reach me on my phone, or you can reach me over email. But you guys have a great day. This is KYNU, and I'll be clear of the channel.
This is NAVDZ, and yeah, just a quick comment to MPP, I think his call is. I don't recall. I didn't write it down. But you are correct in a normal net my interruption there with asking members to do that. Yeah, that would be faux pas, terrible, absolutely terrible. This was a hot wash, and it wasn't a formal net. And as the DEC for this group, it's part of my responsibility to make sure that we do stay legal and we do stay right, because you won't believe the comments and complaints that I get when people don't. I've heard a bunch of them. And so I'm just trying to help us as a team to stay good and stay better and be smarter and be righter. So please, other people, do not take my example for other nets and chime in on a net when you are not net control. Yes, please do not do that. Net control has the responsibility to do that and to keep people legal. So thanks for making that comment, and you are right that in a normal net that should not ever happen. NAVDZ, and I will be clear. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. It was a fun set.
This is KAAUHC.
Yes, Steve, go ahead. NAWRO.
This is busy, but yeah, I appreciated the comments about the coffee riot on the north end of the county and the lack of Uncrustables disturbance, because I just talked to a younger co-worker yesterday, so it's very relevant. Go back to you. This is KAUHC.
Yeah, I thought that interjected some humor. That was really good. That and the UFOs. So hear the sirens going off by you too, of course. It is the first Saturday of the month as well. All right. Thanks for participating, Steve. NAWRO.
Yeah, I'm on 13 miles. It's west of Gratiot. Yeah, PAUHC. Chris.
KFAFTS.
Yeah, go ahead, David. NAWRO here.
Yeah, Tim, it seemed like my Winlink would not work in Richmond, no matter what I did. It was very frustrating, but maybe we can have a seminar on Winlink where somebody pulls it up on the overhead to help people learn to navigate that, because it's it can be confusing. But I couldn't even put a message out. Every time I keyed up for a message, clicked on for a message, it would flash up and then disappear. I just figured the system was overwhelmed.
So I forget, were you using your laptop, right? I was using radio mail, but so it didn't work just at that one position?
Now, I was deployed to that first spot there, and then my next deployment was at the fire hall in Richmond on Division. And it wouldn't work at either place. It was quite frustrating. I kept trying and trying, and it was very frustrating. So I'm going to have to learn how to do the radio Winlink going forward. It was kind of threw a wet blanket on it for me.
Well, it can be frustrating, and yes, you're right. We're overdue for some training on both RF and just Telnet Winlink. So I'm sure we'll handle that before the October set. The October set will be even bigger. So, and for what it's worth, I did send a report in that grid square. So we are covered on that grid square. But I hear what you're saying. We'll try to fix it. NAWRO.
Yeah, Roger that. I could not send a. Did you send one from grid square PU, where the fire hall is?
Well, oddly enough, I was going to get with John on that. That grid square is incorrect for the fire hall. The fire hall is actually OT. So I did OT, PT, OU, PS, and then I know Dean's probably compiling a list of all what we got. So we've got to have a lot. So don't know about that. We might have to figure out how the assignments are assigning grid squares to it too. So
Yeah, you got a little bit to work on, but that's fun. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I enjoyed the drive out, and I'm still not home yet. I stopped in Romeo to at JL to get some smokehouse food to bring home, kind of as a peace offering for being gone way longer. But and I had made the comment earlier about on during the hot wash about getting our grid square when we check in. That and I think we need to have net control needs help with dispatch because there was just too much for him to do all at once. And I thought that by giving a grid square when we check in would help them decide the best use of their assets.
NAWRO. Well, as long as we're deploying from our, I'm not going to say QTH. I guess I could say QTH. No, I can't. As long as we're deploying from our home bases, we already know your grid square. If you're deploying while mobile, then we would need to know it. And, yeah, that was agreed upon that we kind of need to take a look at that. And that was my second thing. As well as John did, I think we need a secondary net control. But let's take this off the air because we're still linked together and, you know, we got a lot going on here. And I gotta do my 214 as well. But I do appreciate your help. It's odd how I met up with you way up in the north, and then a little bit later I met up with Joe, H-A-A-P. It's like, how does that happen? We must have been covering the whole county. N-A-W-R-O, over to you.
Yeah, roger that. It was good to be part of the group and the greater good, I guess. And I tell you what, there was a lot of thought went into this. And for a couple of glitches we might have had, I thought it went off pretty well. It'd be interesting to see. And when I get to my QTH, I'll do my 214. Yeah, I had a good time. We'll talk to you guys later. KF8FGS clear.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Standard way of saying that would be home QTH versus just QTH. So over the years, especially on VHF, I've heard home QTH.
Yeah, copy that. That's the way to do it. I knew there was an easy out on that, so home QTH. All right, Dave, you have a good one. And, yeah, that's the way I'm going to do it, home QTH from now on. Appreciate that as well, the other Dave, 88MP. So, NAWRO, listening, doing my 214.
A lot of days around here, NAWRO, 88MP, and I'm working on mine as well. Boy, it's a lot to type out after. 88MP, clear listening.
W-A-T-P-D. May have been a double there, but go ahead, Brian, you won.
Well, my shot glass and cut off is no good for the VHF. I think that was part of my problem this morning. I was trying to call out on one force out of the top two, and it just wasn't working.
Yes, sir. If you're talking about that little thing, I think Wall used to call it the bullet antenna. It's black and large diameter and short and stubby. I didn't like mine either, and I got rid of it and got me a Larson. And I was really surprised. 30-mile Gratiot, we hit both hospitals on Simplex. That's interesting.
I've got a larger antenna that I'm on right now, and... this one seems to work, but it blows over with just a single magnet. I have to get my big triple magnet set up out in order to use it. So I think I'm going to go shopping for an antenna.
Yeah, understood. Sometimes we've got to bite the bullet and just do it. All right, sir. NAWRO. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Well, this is what this is for. We find our shortcomings, so I found one of mine. I have to rectify it before the next one.
W8EP73.
73 and AWRO.
Got that address in your phone, John?
K-E-8-L-A-X.
K-E-8-W-U-O, K-E-8-L-A-X. John, are you on station? K-E-8-L-A-X.
Dean, I can see if he's on P-25 and send him your way, N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, that's fine. He was behind me, and I was trying to get him to take the lead because I don't know exactly where we're going, and the boss just turned off. But that's all good. I'll find my way.
It's in Discord on command under command. And hey, Dean, I don't know if it's going to work out. If it's too loud in there, that's fine. But I'd be happy to join by voice or by Discord or. I don't know, you know. If, it seems like Dave might have wanted me there, but I got a birthday party coming up at 3 o'clock, so phone call, that is, my granddaughter, N-A-W-R-O.
I want you there, too.
Oh, now
he does have UHF in the car. I see, okay. No, seriously, you guys set something up. I'm happy to do virtual if it's not too loud at the place you're going.
Copy that, K-E-A-W-U-O. I will try. Well, I'll let you know when we get there. It's you probably saw the address in the Discord there. Mesa Grill, it sounds like a Mediterranean place. I can spin up a Discord chat and see if we can get you in there.
I would appreciate that if it works out. Then we go line by line, and you do it your way, doing the actual scoring, but just line by line. If you want to, just out of curiosity, if you know, how many grid squares did we get?
I think Dean knows that.
I think it's 26. I would have to confirm, but I believe the number was 26.
Wunderbar. I love it. That is a lot. Very good.
I want to say it was 28. I could be wrong, though. But I think we might even still get a few more trickling in because there was a few people that... weren't able to do it on location like WAVOX.
Where are you guys, man? You're slow.
Well, we took the more direct route, but there was a truck pulling a trailer that basically came to a complete stop at the train tracks there and slowed us down. And then I'm driving cautiously, unlike some of these other speed racers.
I only did unposted speeds on posted roads. It's fine. K-E-8-L-A-X, I'm going to hop off and get out of here. 730s, I'll see you guys when you get here. K-E-8-L-A-X, clear.
All right, Dean, later in AWRO. John, I'll stand by on Discord if it works out. If not... telephone, whatever. Clear.
Do we have to pay parking meters on Saturday?
I don't believe so. I could look it up on the net here if you want.
No, there's a sign right here. 10-hour parking, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So I think I'm good.
Yeah, all righty then. NAWRO.
W8RCY testing.
Did you say
W8 test?
RCY
testing.
BP.
I think that might have been a double there. Donald, is that you? NAWRO.
That was me testing a radio out for somebody, and I was making sure it worked. That's all. If I caused any problems, sorry. W8RCY.
Oh, no, sir. We're long done with the test, so no worries. We're just still connected, so let's see if Sean wants to disconnect us so we're not, I'm going to use a term here, simulcasting, because I think that's what we're doing.
I forgot about the test, but then again, I wasn't even monitoring. I've had, it's been a long night, I don't know how you would say it, but I'm just going to use it as an associate of mine that I knew suddenly and unexpectedly passed away. So, now I'm just working on some radios. I hope your test went well, and we'll talk about it down the road. W8RCY.
All right, Donald. Well, sorry to hear that. And, yes, it did go good. Just got done with the scoring session. So, all right, I'll clear for now. NAWRO.
W8RCY.
Good afternoon, Donald. Next time you should study for a test before you ask for one. Joking. Have a great day. W8BPD. 73s. W8BPD. NAWRO.
Yes, sir. NAWRO, go ahead.
I was unable to copy the address to send my 214 to because I was driving. Could you possibly give that to me, sir? Thank you.
Yes, please stand by. It's the EC. Or you could do Dave's email. So why don't you do it this way? So his name, his first initial, and his last name, @macombarpsc.org. First initial, last name, @macombarpsc.org. How copy?
Okay. First initial, last name, @macombarpsc, all one word, .org.
I confirm that is correct.
Thank you, sir. I will get that in the WinLink Telnet session shortly. 73 is W8BPD. I'll be standing by.
You could also send it by regular email, and it, you know, either way. In fact, probably regular would be better if it's a PDF. Or are you going to do it the WinLink method? Just curious.
Well, I filled out the 214 through the template using WinLink. So it's all compressed the way WinLink compresses it, like our reports that we sent earlier.
Oh, okay, I copy that. Misunderstood. You could do it either way when you're doing WinLink, but you just go ahead with this call sign. Kilo Echo 8 YNU. Just use this call sign, and if that's the case, you're doing Telnet.
I think that's the way I'm going to do it. I've been trying to
get my digi rig hooked up, and I've just given up on it. I want to get this report in so I don't screw it all too much worse than it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's probably best to get it done because we are waiting. I've got mine half done, and I got to get it finished because then when they come in, we're going to count them up, and that's how we finish the score. And as far as RF WinLink, we got to get a good summer day coming up here and maybe seek permission from our St. Clair brothers if we can do a session on their site up there in Gratiot at the airport there. It was nice last year when we did it. I think a lot of people might want to do it. N-8-W-R-O, after you, sir.
I'll play with the DigiRig afterwards, but yeah, like I said, I just want to get this thing in, and I prepared it through WinLink, so I'll just send it via WinLink. All right, let me get this in so I can be counted. W-8-B-B-D, standing by.
N-8-W-R-O. N-A-W-R-O. This is N-A-C-A-F. I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Earlier during the set, I heard Net Control say that the email address to use to send those reports in was EC at our organization's name. Did that also work? Because that's where I sent mine.
Oh, yeah. That's perfectly fine. Dave said you could do it either way. It still goes to him. John created a lot of email addresses for us, and that's one of the aliases. So you are good, sir. Really happy about that hospital thing, the Simplex. I was kind of surprised.
Well, it certainly helped that was 50 feet in the air, but that was 12 miles of Simplex. And basically just background noise plus some static, and both of us being able to read each other nice and clearly other than that. Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Alrighty, well, good things to come with that then. I'm sure we'll be using that deck again. Alright, I got a birthday call coming in from my granddaughter at about 3 o'clock, so I'm going to clear for a while. Cliff, you have a good day. Thanks for your help today. N-8-W-R-O, after you.
Most welcome, of course. 73 and all the other good numbers to you. Enjoy your birthday party there, Tim. I'm going to clear out after this, too. I got a few things I got to take care of myself. So with that, this is NHCAF. Clear.
LAX back in the service area, monitor.
N-8-W-R-O, very good team. When you get a chance, and I know you're working hard here, if we could get those WinLink figures, we're getting very close. N-8-W-R-O.
Absolutely. I'll stop in and get it taken care of real quick for you. I had to rush straight to port here on when I left, so
but yes, I'll get straight to it.
Understood. No worries. We're kind of ahead of the game now. So we have 28 as of now, and then whatever you might have as late arrivals. Very good. We'll talk soon. NAWRO, clear.
I know when I left there was one extra. I'll do another poll just to double check. And then there was some 214s, I believe it is, that were in there that I think Dave should have access to. If he doesn't, I'll forward it and turn the 50 EOC off on my Winlink. But I'll do another poll. I'll add those to the grid list and get you guys the figures here. I'm currently on 94 heading back, just passing the eastbound rest stop.
Understood. Yep, no worries. Don't rush or anything, but yeah, we're getting close. Looks like all we need is 7 214s in hand. So once he has those, we're maxed out on that. And then we'll wait for your last because there is a little bit of a formula for it. So if we get a couple more above the 28, that'll help. So we'll stand by and we'll wait for your report. Thanks, Dean. NAWRO. Clear but listening.
Sounds good. I'll be in contact with you guys shortly. K8LAX, I'll be monitoring.
WGA-KLL-KFA-DIC. KFA-DIC is clear. WGA-KLL-KFA-DIC.
WRO, W8FU.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tim, are we linked or unlinked, do you know?
Yeah, we're still simulcasting.
Okay, I'm not worried about it. I've been out all day with work, and then I just left my grandson's birthday party, so I'll deal with it later, but I'm in no rush. Ain't hurt nothing.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking anyways. We're disconnected from Central Michigan, so what does it matter? Yeah, that's all set. Funny, my granddaughter's birthday was today, too, so kind of funny. Yeah, no problem, Sean. Thanks for your help today, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't participate more. I forgot all about the, first of all, the work stuff, and then and then it coincided with my grandson's birthday party, so when he had it, it was just impossible, and the work stuff pulled me in a little bit more than I had anticipated, but it all worked out good. So anyhow, we're just leaving now.
Today isn't his actual birthday, it's just we're celebrating it on the Saturday before. His is the 6th, actually.
All righty, copy that. Yeah, my granddaughter Evelyn turned 8 today, and it was her birthday. But we'll celebrate another time. We just had a 3 o'clock phone call, you know, video conference call to get on, so that's fun. Yeah, appreciate it. Heard a little bit of that on the other radio today. And we did just finish the scoring, so we think we did good, but, of course, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I would think, man. There was a lot of participation. Everybody was active. It was well managed. So, yeah, I would think that you guys should fare pretty well. Okay, well, thanks. I just got in the car. We're just leaving the kids and starting our trek home, and I was just curious if this, anybody had dealt with it. Let you know that. Shrug. Get to it when I get to it, if I get to it. It's not a big deal.
Sure thing. Appreciate it again. N8WRO. After you, sir.
All right. Take care. W8FU.